The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You are now listening to the Calcio Corner Podcast with your host, Raffaele.
What's good? This is indeed the Calcio Corner Podcast, where we cover all corners of Italian football and more. My name is Raffaele. I thank you for taking the time to listen to this, the eighth episode of the Calcio Corner Podcast. Please subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. That would be greatly appreciated. You can follow my personal Twitter account. It is at Italiano Calcio. You can also follow the Twitter account for this podcast. It is at the Calcio Corner. So sometimes when I'm, you know, planning and writing some notes and topics to record a podcast, I say to myself, is there enough substance to actually start recording? Should I wait another day or so to see what other news comes out, what other things I could kind of cover to give it, again, more substance and make it a more meaningful episode? But then there's some days where, like, the football gods just kind of bless you with everything you need. And as I'm recording this on Tuesday, August 25th, it is that perfect day. We got the news of Conte staying at Inter, Messi's very uncertain future at Barcelona. Andrea Pirlo kind of talked about things regarding Juventus today at a press conference. So there's just so much to cover. So I thank the football gods for blessing me with all this content. And we will start off this eighth episode of the podcast by talking about Inter and Antonio Conte's decision to stick together. So I was someone who, leading up to this, stated on Twitter several times, I also wrote about it on my Patreon site, that I do think it was the best decision for both parties to stick together. So from that standpoint, I'm very happy to see this, that their relationship will continue. You know, I believe Inter need Conte. He's the perfect coach to get Inter back to being competitive, which we already saw this past season. We definitely saw a much more competitive Inter than we've been used to these past few seasons. So kudos to Conte. And he's also, I believe, the perfect coach to getting Inter back to winning titles, which they obviously came close to winning a few this past season. They were in the Europa League final against Sevilla. They did finish just 1 point behind Juve in the title race, and they certainly challenged and came closest to winning that Scudetto this season than they have of any time recently. So, you know, those are some reasons why I do feel Conte is the right man. I also feel that the players that Inter have brought in, you know, last season and already this season, look at a guy like Lukaku and Barella. These players kind of were brought in tailored for Conte, and they love Antonio Conte, and they fight so hard for him on the field. So you didn't kind of want to change that direction. Of course, they signed Hakimi earlier this summer, and he literally, you know, uttered the words that he chose Inter because of Conte. So Conte certainly has that pull and cachet that appeals to certain players. Not all players are going to like Conte in his style, but there are plenty who do. Just, again, look at Lukaku, Barella, Hakimi, and others. So, you know, I'm not saying that those players wouldn't fight as hard for another coach if Conte did leave. Like, you know, say Allegri, who was the favorite to replace Conte had he left. Those players are professionals. They'd still go out there and fight, but I do think it would have deflated the locker room a bit and could have caused Inter to take a step back this upcoming season. For Conte, I'm glad that he certainly came to his senses and that he was, you know, able to control his emotions, put his personal feelings aside, also be mature, and perhaps he probably owned up in that meeting with Steven Zhang. He was probably able to, you know, again, like I said, be mature, put his emotions aside. I think he also realized that, you know, he was wrong to have that public outburst that he did after the season finale against Atalanta. We know he loves these players. He defended these players. Like, none of that public outburst was obviously directed to these players. And I think he didn't kind of want to leave them and turn his back on them. So, you know, he also probably looked around and realized that there really wasn't any marquee coaching position that was going to be open for him this season. And he probably didn't want to take another season off as he's done in the past. So he came to his senses and realized Inter right now is the best option for me. I would assume that Steven Zhang, in that meeting, you know, made it clear to Conte that, you know, they're not going to tolerate any more of these public outbursts, particularly ones that are directed at the club's management. It doesn't look good, obviously. It looks unprofessional, and I'm sure Zhang, you know, has outlined to Conte that we can't just go out and buy every player you want. That's not how things work. very few clubs are able to do that. Not even PSG really do that, or Manchester City. Plus, there's financial fair play rules that you have to follow and adhere to. So it's just not realistic. And, you know, obviously Conte knows that, but perhaps they've finally ironed out everything. Inter have already signed Hakimi, as I mentioned. They're all but locks to sign Sandro Tonali from Brescia. They're very in on signing Verona's defender Kumbula. And they're still after Chelsea's Emerson Palmieri. And if you're able to sign those four players, you know, if you ask me, that's a pretty good and pretty strong mercato to add to the team and the roster that they already have. Let's not forget that they've already signed Alexis Sanchez on a permanent move. Yes, it was a free transfer from Manchester United, but they are paying Alexis Sanchez a significant salary. So Inter's management, they're investing money into this club, no doubt about it. But Conte can't be overly greedy and just literally want every player on his wish list. It doesn't work that way really with any club, as I mentioned, but they could potentially have a really strong mercato. Again, they already got Hakimi. They're all but locks to get Tonali. If they get Kumbula, they got Alexis Sanchez. They could get Emerson Palmieri, a player that Conte really likes from Chelsea. That's a pretty good mercato, and if I'm Conte, there's no reason to be upset about that. Now, if the club does sell some of their other players, that could allow them to pursue other players that interest Conte. We know Skriniar doesn't appear to be in Conte's plan, and he could fetch a nice sum of money if they do sell him on the market, Inter. Plus, if they bring in Kumbula, it makes sense that Skriniar would be more accessible to sell. Obviously, adding another defender, there is always the possibility of Barcelona swooping in and making a big money offer for Lautaro Martinez, especially if they end up selling and parting ways with Messi, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Lautaro could be the player that, you know, Barcelona identifies the right person to replace Messi. So again, if they sell a Skriniar, if they sell a Lautaro Martinez, that certainly brings in more funds, which could allow Inter to pursue some other players that Conte would want. But even if they don't really make any big sales, just bringing in those few players that I mentioned would resonate with having a strong mercato and one that Conte has to be satisfied. You know, Inter, they will be legitimate title contenders this upcoming season, in my opinion. I put them as equal favorites with Juve heading into the season. I don't give Juve any advantage heading into the season. I think they're legitimately both number one in terms of the favorites to win the Scudetto. One of the unknowns, of course, with Juve is how does Andrea Pirlo do in his first year as a coach, having no experience at all. He's likely going to make some mistakes along the way. There's going to be learning curves with him. We understand that. That's expected as a first-time coach, especially at a club like Juve where the expectations are so high. Conte must be thinking that, you know, he could out-coach Pirlo over the course of a full season, and he has to believe that that kind of could give Inter an edge in the Scudetto race over Juve. And I wouldn't totally write that off either. If that's the sentiment that Conte has, that this Inter team has, I definitely think from a coaching standpoint, Inter have a significant edge over Pirlo, and that's definitely going to be worth something in the Scudetto race. But again, yeah, I think it's definitely the right move for Inter and Conte to stick together, build on the success they had together in year one, and keep it going. He obviously has two more years left on his contract. I fully expect Inter to win at least one, if not multiple trophies, over the next two seasons with Conte in charge guiding that Nerazzurri team. All right, so moving on from that Inter talk, well, at least kind of, let's talk about Leo Messi and the uncertainty of his future at Barcelona. These rumors, they've been looming for some time now. Messi's kind of made it clear he's been a bit unhappy, not in love with the team, the directions that they've been going, criticizing the team for not being as competitive as they've been in the past. And, you know, he made those comments, if we play like this, we won't win in the Champions League. And obviously he was right because they did not win in the Champions League. These rumors ramped up after Barcelona got wrecked by Bayern Munich in the Champions League quarterfinals. But then they did kind of die down. You know, the club made an announcement that Messi was happy, he didn't want to leave the club, and that, you know, they spoke with him and everything was fine and that this is the only place he wants to play. However, I'm recording this on Tuesday, August 25th. The news has been widely reported by very reliable sources, including Fabrizio Romano, that he has submitted a transfer request. He wants out of Barcelona immediately. He wants to be able to leave for free. But of course, he has a 700 million euro buyout clause price that Barcelona would want to be compensated with that amount. They're not going to let him just leave for free. At least that's their stance right now. But, you know, no club could afford that 700 million euro buyout clause price, especially in this post-pandemic world that we're living in right now in football. You know, not even Barcelona. I mean, excuse me, not even Manchester City, not PSG, not these two wealthy clubs with endless amount of money you would imagine to spend could even afford that. I fully expect Barcelona would, you know, have to realize that they're not going to get that money. I don't think that they're going to play hardball with Messi and saying, like, you know, it's either 700 million euro or you're staying, because why would you want to have a very unhappy player, one of his level, on the team? It's not going to do good for the team, for the atmosphere around the locker room and stuff. So I expect that they would come down on that price if, in fact, Messi does want to follow through with leaving Barcelona. You know, Barcelona made it clear that they were going to get rid of a player like Luis Suarez, as well as some other high-paid veteran players. We know Suarez is one of Messi's best friends, so maybe that kind of added more fuel towards pushing Messi to wanting to leave Barcelona and making him even more unhappy there. So we'll see what transpires with that. Now, where Messi winds up playing, if he does in fact leave Barcelona, we know that, you know, Inter and Manchester City are the two most popular destinations. The Suning Group, who owns Inter, you know, they projected an image of Messi on the Duomo in Milan, and that caused obviously a lot of hysteria and caused more rumors to start swirling around. We know that Messi's father bought a home recently in Milan, and that added to the speculation. So Inter are certainly one of the favorite teams being linked to Messi if he does leave. Just imagine Serie A having both Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, these two players now playing for bitter rivals in Italy, just like they did back in Spain with Barcelona and Real Madrid. It would continue the history between these two icons, and it would just be amazing for Serie A. It would kind of make Serie A, like, you know, the league to watch this upcoming season, ahead of the Premier League, ahead of La Liga, which those two leagues, you know, have probably been doing better with the ratings over Serie A. But this would, in my opinion, and yes, we all know I'm a bit biased, but this would make Serie A like the league to watch. If we have Ronaldo and Messi playing at two rival clubs, it would just be unbelievable to see, and something that, you know, I'm dying to see this happen. I want all the best talent to come play in Serie A, and Messi is certainly right up there. Manchester City are a likely destination because of the fact that they're coached by Pep Guardiola, his former coach at Barcelona, and also their deep pockets to afford a player like Messi. You know, they so desperately want to win the Champions League, and they haven't been able to do that. They've come up short over the past few seasons under Pep Guardiola. And, you know, Messi could certainly be that missing piece that could help get them over the hump and make them finally hoist that Champions League trophy. PSG, they're obviously going to be a team that gets popping up considering their deep pockets. And perhaps, you know, the disappointment of losing the Champions League final against Bayern Munich could push this ownership group to certainly at least explore the possibility of signing Messi. Again, whether financially it's possible, who knows? We know that they have Neymar, they have Mbappe, they have Icardi, they have some expensive players in attack, but they don't have a Leo Messi, so, you know, they could look to explore that. There has been news that perhaps Barcelona could fire their president, that he could step down, because Messi and him don't see eye to eye. They clashed. So if he steps down, could that convince Messi to stay at Barcelona? It's a possibility. And if I'm the club, I would certainly move on from my president to try to keep Messi there and make him happy once again and kind of give him faith back in this organization and this club. So that's certainly a possibility and something to pay attention to over the next few days. You know, I know Real Madrid survived selling Cristiano Ronaldo a few summers ago to Juve. But when you think of Messi, he's certainly more synonymous with Barcelona than Ronaldo was with Real Madrid. You know, Barcelona long-term, of course, they'll be okay if they sell Messi. They won't, like, become this atrocious team and fade to, you know, this place of, like, just being a forgotten team. They'll certainly still be okay. They're a very strong club, very widely popular, no doubt about it. But it definitely is more significant, in my opinion, if they do sell Messi compared to when Real Madrid did sell Ronaldo to Juve. You know, no, that's not my way of trying to say, you know, that I think Messi's a better player than Ronaldo. It's just clear that, you know, Messi certainly goes together with Barcelona way more than Ronaldo did with Real Madrid. You know, Barcelona's the club he came up with. It's the only club he's played for, really. Whereas, you know, Ronaldo, we obviously know he played at he had a significant time at Manchester United, obviously at Real Madrid. Now he's at Juve. You know, you would imagine that perhaps, you know, the next big thing, if you will, at Barcelona could be their youngster, Ansu Fati. He's already shown some flashes of how special he could be in attack, so he might be the player that Barcelona, you know, usher in this new era, guiding the team around him, you know, building it around him. I mentioned Lautaro Martinez as a possibility that they could try to sign from Inter. So Martinez, Ansu Fati, these could be two players that certainly Barcelona look to build the future of this club around if they do, in fact, move on from Messi. But certainly, as we get more developments regarding this story, and if in fact he is definitely going to leave, or if the club does decide to move on from their president and to try to attempt to convince Messi to stay, I will certainly cover it on future episodes of the podcast. But based on what we know right now, Messi wants to leave Barcelona. He's unhappy. Manchester City, Inter are the two most likely teams, if you believe all the media reports. And that's where things kind of stand right now with that big story. All right, so moving on to Buy or Sell It to cover some of the storylines and rumors that have been dominating the Italian media and the world of football. And of course, these come from you. These questions and topics come from you, the listener. So I thank you for submitting these. So number one, buy or sell it. Supporting other Italian clubs when competing in European competitions is something you should do. I will personally buy this one, but that is my view. So this has been a very hot topic on social media recently, particularly because Inter were in the Europa League final. We know Inter are one of the more polarizing clubs in Italy, just like a Juve, a Milan, a Napoli. You know, mainly these big clubs, they have, you know, fan bases that really can't stand them and despise them. So it kind of made it a hot button on social media this past week. The way I see it, there's really three options when it comes to your view on supporting other Italian clubs in Europe. So assuming you support a Serie A club and there's another team competing in either the Champions League or the Europa League, you could choose to just not support any other Italian club, that the only club that's going to get your support is your team. It doesn't matter which Italian club it is that's competing in Europe, you're going to root against them. You know, you're of the mindset, if it ain't my club, I'm not supporting them. I don't care if they play in Serie A, I just want to support my team. You could be of the mindset that you may pick and choose which other Italian clubs you're willing to support. So for example, you know, Atalanta are such a popular team amongst, like, you know, casual fans and whatnot. So perhaps you're an Inter fan or something. You may have been supporting Atalanta in their Champions League campaign, but you were, you know, rooting against Juve in the Champions League. So, you know, you could be of that mindset where you're going to pick and choose which club you want to support. Final option that you could choose is that you're just going to support every Italian club, no matter who it is, even if it is a rival of your team when they're competing in Europe, because, you know, you just kind of want to see Serie A clubs, these Italian clubs, doing well in Europe, regardless, again, of your personal affiliation with your club. And that's personally how I feel. You know, everyone's going to have their own feelings about this topic. And like I said, it's become a hot topic on social media recently. So, you know, I bought this statement, meaning that me personally, I'm willing to support any Italian club that's competing in Europe. Obviously, when it comes to Serie A, I'm willing to, you know, root against those clubs that are rivals to my team, or if they're battling my favorite team in the standings and, you know, I need my team to get a result, that team to get a poor result to help my team, I have no problem doing that. But in European competitions, I do want to see Italian clubs be successful. So that's just kind of my view on that topic. All right, number two, buy or sell it. Thiago Silva is a good signing for Chelsea. I will buy this one as well. I really do like this signing for Chelsea. You know, over the past decade, Thiago Silva has certainly established himself as one of the better defenders in Europe from his days at Milan and obviously through his time at PSG. You know, he still proved this past season, particularly in the Champions League, that he's still a very good defender. Is he that same level of greatness that he once was? No. But he's still a very, very good defender. Where I think and expect Thiago Silva, though, to make a real big impact on Chelsea, he will help on the field, but it's from mainly a leadership standpoint. Chelsea, fairly young team, and Thiago Silva is the perfect veteran leader to help this team. You know, he was been a leader and a captain at PSG. He was a leader at Milan, even though he was a bit younger there. And that leadership is invaluable at a club like Chelsea, again, for a team that is fairly young. So, you know, the fact that they also signed him on a free transfer never hurts. It also, you know, helps to make it a bit of a better signing. He will be paid well. I believe I read it's about 10 million euro per season. So obviously a significant investment in terms of salary over the next 2 years. But yes, I definitely love this signing for Chelsea. The talent is still there for Thiago Silva, but mainly I think from a leadership standpoint, he's just an absolute great addition for a club like Chelsea. All right, so number three, buy or sell it. Max Allegri will not get a coaching position this season. I will sell this one. It doesn't seem likely that Allegri will get a coaching position at the start of the season. Obviously, he was the favorite to take over at Inter in the event that Antonio Conte decided to leave, which we know did not happen. He has been linked to the PSG job as well, but I do think that in the end, PSG are going to stick with Thomas Tuchel after guiding the club to the Champions League final. Now, they did have a disappointing showing against Bayern Munich in that final, so perhaps they could opt to fire Tuchel. And I was thinking that, you know, maybe PSG were just holding off to see what happened with Inter, knowing that Allegri was more likely to take the Inter job over the PSG job. Now that Conte's staying, Allegri still doesn't have a coaching position. Maybe PSG could entertain the thought of firing Thomas Tuchel and bringing in Allegri. So that's something to pay attention to. But I do think at some point throughout the season, we know coaches constantly are getting fired and cycle through. I do think an attractive position for Max Allegri will become available, and he will certainly be perhaps the most favorite coach to take over any attractive position that does become available this throughout this season. All right, so number four, buy or sell it. Luis Suarez would be a good signing for a Serie A club. I will definitely buy this one. So we know Barcelona, their intentions are to move on from Luis Suarez and cut bait with his high salary to help, you know, usher in this new era at the club. You know, you just wonder if Messi, in fact, does end up leaving Barcelona, does that maybe change their mind on keeping Suarez, and, you know, so they don't completely deprive themselves of all their top attacking players. But let's assume that the club does follow through and they do get rid of Luis Suarez. We know he could still play. He could still score goals. Is he quite that same elite player he once was? No, but he's still a very, very good player. So he could certainly provide a lot of help to certain Serie A clubs. Two in particular that I would, you know, just maybe pay attention to, Fiorentina. They're looking for a striker. They've been linked with Milik. They've been linked with Piontek. And, you know, perhaps Rocco Commisso, he's still trying to make that big splash at the club. We saw him bring in a veteran in Franck Ribéry last summer. That kind of surprised a lot of people. Perhaps he could be looking to do the same with a player like Luis Suarez. He would be a great addition for a club like Fiorentina. Roma also are looking for a striker, especially if they ended up selling Edin Dzeko. So Suarez would certainly be a great replacement there. They've been linked with Milik as well, but we know that Milik prefers Juve, but Juve prefers Dzeko, so it's a whole big mess. But yeah, Suarez could certainly be a possibility at Roma. Why wouldn't he be able to help that club out? He would be joining his former teammate at Barcelona, Pedro, who was just announced that he officially signed with the club, something we knew that was in the works, but now it became official. So maybe that could, appeal to the Uruguayan striker. Ajax's sporting director, he came out and said that, yes, you know, we certainly are interested and would love to have Luis Suarez back at Ajax, but it's definitely something that is very difficult and very unlikely for a club like Ajax to be able to bring back Luis Suarez. But yeah, Suarez would definitely be a great option for several Serie A clubs to help bolster their attack. All right, final one, number five, buy or sell it. Pirlo tailoring Juventus's attack around Cristiano Ronaldo and Paulo Dybala. I have to buy this one. Juventus are obviously making the right decision to keep both Ronaldo and Dybala. We know Ronaldo wasn't a big fan of Maurizio Sarri. I'm not sure how Dybala fell on this topic and how his views of Sarri were, but we saw how special Ronaldo and Dybala could be as a combination. They even got that really cool nickname, Dybaldo. Keeping those two together is definitely something vital for Juventus being successful going forward. And I do think a big part of Juventus hiring Pirlo, as I said several times in my podcast, hiring Pirlo as their coach, it was to, you know, kind of appease Cristiano Ronaldo, make him happy, and knowing that Pirlo was going to build this attack around Ronaldo and Dybala. And that's, again, a great way to keep Ronaldo happy and keep him in Turin. Dybala wants to stay at Juventus, so bringing in a coach that obviously wants him to be here is a great decision. Pirlo, you know, said in his press conference today, as again, I'm recording this on Tuesday, August 25th, Pirlo said that, you know, Dybala certainly is part of the plan here at Juventus. He's part of this project, so he's not going anywhere. You know, let's be honest, Pirlo is stepping in with absolutely no coaching experience, so he has to rely on a player like Cristiano Ronaldo, a veteran player like him who obviously is, you know, out of this world with his talent, and ensuring that he is a focal point in this attack. It's certainly a smart move by Pirlo as he begins his coaching career. He's got two great weapons to tailor his attack in, so definitely buy this one. Smart move by Pirlo to tailor all things when it comes to his attack and his tactics towards Cristiano Ronaldo and Dybala and their skill set. So some quick news and notes to wrap up this podcast. As I mentioned, Roma have officially announced the signing of Pedro, something that we've been expecting for a while now. Now it's official, technically the first signing for Roma under the Dan Friedkin era. Napoli's president, Aurelio De Laurentiis, he announced that the club has extended Zielinski's contract. Smart move by them. He's a really good player and one that Gattuso likes a lot. And finally, Kai Havertz, He appears to be on his way to joining Chelsea from Bayer Leverkusen. And who knows, maybe by time I put out my next podcast, he could officially be a Chelsea player. So that will do it for the 8th episode of the Calcio Corner podcast. I hope you have enjoyed it. Once again, please subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. Feel free to leave a rating and comment. That would be greatly appreciated to help us grow. And also consider becoming a patron to help support my podcast. You get some real cool perks as well, including access to my written content. The link to my Patreon site is in my Twitter bio. And until next time, guys, ciao.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Calcio Corner podcast with your host, Raffaele. If you've enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Until next time.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.